with Christian Bodge. On the Mid-North Coast's hit.
A very good morning to you all. Thursday morning and at Cape Canaveral in the USA. Christy, the big one, the first time in 9 years.
T-minus half hour.
That's right, yeah. So Elon Musk, along with SpaceX, which is his company, and NASA, launching a rocket with people in. from US soil. NASA's only been doing it from Russia for a long time. So it is a big day. There's two astronauts in there. They're wearing awesome spacesuits. Yeah, like, it's really fashionable stuff.
You were raving about that yesterday when we were watching TV. And you're right. It's more modern. It's more slim.
It's hip.
It's hip. You know what? It's probably going to come out on the runway in an upcoming fashion show.
The awkward thing will be, right, and this will be either a really good day or a really bad day, because we said yesterday Elon Musk has been slammed as one of the worst neighbours of all time, so people are very happy selling his properties, particularly in Texas, where he spent a lot of time testing rockets.
Yeah.
So men in suits would go around to his neighbours' houses about 10 o'clock, knock on the door, wake him up probably, and go, around 3, 4 a.m. there's going to be a rocket test. And then they'd go, well, you know, it's going to happen, whether you like it or not. So every single one of the tests that Elon did from his backyard, basically, exploded.
Mm. So it was a test, though.
Yeah. But
this is the real deal today.
Every one of them exploded, though.
Yeah.
So I'm 30 minutes and 30 seconds from now is when it's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm expecting those two people to perish
in
one of Elon Musk's. It's not real wood. What you're tapping, it's not even real wood. So,
well, we'll be watching it on the TV. And actually, if you don't have access to a TV, which surprisingly you probably do, go to nasa.gov to be able to watch it this morning.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Ragging on Elon and his skills. I think he's a genius. I think he's a mad genius. But I'm happy to take bets this morning. 13, 12, 16, whether or not you think the two astronauts in Elon Musk's SpaceX spacecraft, I think they will perish this morning.
Budge.
I don't want them to. I'm just saying I don't trust a man who has exploded every rocket he's launched from his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
He's put some stuff into space. Yes, he's done it. And yes, he is a genius. But if you think that these two astronauts will survive, please do get in touch. I'm happy to take bets. And you can even name your bet. What are you looking at me like that for, Christy?
You just can't say that.
Of course you can.
Why don't you bet on something like perhaps the rocket will fail, but they're going to survive. They're going to come back.
Ah, boring.
You can't bet on people's lives.
Of course you can. Of course you can. Let's take a call. We got one already. Hello, good morning.
Hello, who have we got there?
Mega.
Hello, what can we do for you? You going to want to put a bet on?
Yeah, I think they're
going to
survive this time.
All right. What do you want to put on it? We can't do money because I'm POV, so we'll have to do something else. Do you want a bottle of wine or something?
I'm not sure. Okay, I just wanted to see where
it is. Okay. What was your name again?
Tamika.
All right. Well, we'll write your number down. And, if they survive, I mean, you know, good on you. You win, but you didn't want to put a bet on, so that's fine. But this sounds like an imaginary bet, which I'm fine to take because, like I say, I am POV. So, Christy, I think they're going to perish. I think Elon Musk is going to blow up another rocket.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's going to be a sad, sad day. And Tamika reckons that they are going to live.
Well, I'm going to sit on the fence between the two of you and say the rocket will perish.
Tamika,
but the people will survive.
I know it's terrible that I'm saying they're going to pass away, which is something that obviously we don't want. But Christy shouldn't sit on the fence for this one. Just go live. Go live or die. Come on.
No. They're going to survive.
Tamika, what do you think?
I think they'll survive.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
good
there you
girl.
Go. All right, Tamika. You have a good day, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
I can't believe you're doing bets over Elon Musk's thing, in which we've got.
Ah, that's right.
What is it? T-minus 22 minutes?
I'm going.
You'd actually think.
Yeah.
You'd actually think, though, that Elon Musk has already started, because did you hear about yesterday afternoon?
No, I didn't have. I didn't hear it.
There's tremors in our region on the Mid-North Coast.
Actually, I did hear about this. I didn't hear it, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
People complaining about the noises, the
the rumbles and the shakes, the glass doors are shaking in their houses. And it seemed that it was all around. Laurieton, Kendall, Kew, people in Cat Eye feeling it. So did you feel the shake yesterday afternoon?
I mean, good question. A lot of people were complaining about it. I did see it on one of the buy swap sell pages. You ever hear those? It's always, did anyone hear that gunshot? Where did it come from?
Range over there.
What was it? What was that noise? Did anyone hear that noise? And often without any context.
No, but at the same time, it's like, were you the only one that felt it? Which means you've got to be concerned about yourself. But it seems that a lot of people did feel it. So if you did, 13, 12, 16, we'd want to figure out what it was.
I'm going to beat Elon Musk this morning. I don't think his rocket's going to take off for too far. In fact, I think I can launch something off of our balcony.
Oh, bet you can.
Better than he can. I've got a cup of green tea here. Once I finish that, which should be roughly about the time that he decides he's going to launch, I'm going to launch a wet tea bag off the balcony here at Sovereign Place. Guaranteed it will go further than anything he puts out.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
Donnie Trump. Let's move across the US now from Cape Canaveral to, he might be in Cape Canaveral, we don't even know. But Donnie Trump, he has threatened to strongly regulate or close down social media platforms that don't meet his standards for ideological balance. And this is a day after Twitter, for the first time, slapped a warning label on a pair of Trump tweets.
Yeah, so they're saying it picked up on the thing about mail-in ballots, and they pulled him up for, I guess, the meaning behind it. And so he started to slam Twitter as well. I'm just going to try and find the post that he actually wrote.
There's so many. Normally we'd have this ready to go, wouldn't we, Christy? But
there's so many.
He tweets so goddamn much.
So
I think it's hilarious. I don't get me wrong. Now, I think Donald Trump is, for better or worse, one of the most entertaining political figures I've ever seen. He might be the most. It's just a shame that he's the most powerful man in the world.
I know. He's from Trump on Twitter. There is no way zero that mail-in ballots will be anything less than substantially fraudulent. Mailboxes will be robbed, ballots will be forged, and even illegally printed out and fraudulently signed. So that's what Twitter's picked up.
Well, do you know what? You can't disprove that, as far as I'm aware. I think that any kind of mail-in ballots, anything that can be, when you're at the ballots, right, you write your thing, I make sure it's folded and I don't want anyone to see where it lands in the box. You put it in there, it's super private. I don't want anyone getting in contact with it. I don't want anyone knowing my name or who I voted for.
Well, especially
not that I care, but you know,
you've gone in later when it comes to voting and the boxes are incredibly full and yours are just poking out. Like, I've gone and voted at the same time as you and seen you chuck it in there and you're very cautious about it.
Well,
I was tempted, though, I have to admit, to want to pull it out.
No one would know who I vote for. Everyone would go, yeah, he's probably right wing. And I was like, well, no, maybe not. Maybe I'm independent. Maybe I'm a lefty. Maybe I'm a greenie.
Maybe you didn't even vote. You just left it blank.
Maybe. Well, one time when I was younger in a local election, I did that. I drew a big old penis on it because I had no faith in the system. This is absolutely true. I had no faith in the system. I was about 21 and I thought, you know what? It doesn't matter what I put on here. The same people are going to get in. There's no point. And it was a bad way to think. You shouldn't think like that. You should be the change you want to see.
And see if there's more people like you out there, then no one's making a difference then because that all adds up. But, yeah, Trump, would you vote for him if we're in American soil?
Well, who's his counterpart?
No idea.
Joe Biden?
Don't follow American politics. I don't care.
If it was out of Donald Trump and Joe Biden and I had to choose between the two, they're both not great, okay, but Joe Biden creeps me out. There's a video online and it's of him, it just YouTube creepy Joe Biden and you will see a video of him being really creepy, like with, I don't even want to say it, but it's but do you know what, Trump might be exactly the same. I know he said some very choice things.
He has said some weird things with that he's trying to protect himself from coronavirus by taking a thing that's not right. And he tested positive for negative with corona.
Yeah, I don't know who the philosopher was. I think it was on South Park. I think it was choosing between a turd sandwich and cat vomit. I think it was that bad, like during the last election. So I'm just grateful I don't have to choose, to be honest, because I would hate to be, because over there it's not, you don't have to do it. Here you have to vote. Over there you don't have to vote.
I did not know that.
And I remember when Obama got voted in and everyone was like, oh, it was the biggest turnout in history. So many people voted. It was the most ever. Look at our figures. And then American Idol went, yeah, that's about an eighth of the people that voted in the grand final of American Idol. So
just goes to show what they care about.
Yeah. So Twitter, though, I mean, I've seen things deleted off of social media and YouTube for no reason, for no reason. And it's just because it's a political view that they don't, you know, like. So
yeah. Well, let's part with Donald Trump's most recent tweet. Twitter is completely stifling free speech, and I, as president, will not allow it to happen.
We're going to do tweet about it.
Get up with Christian Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Elon Musk has called off his big rocket launch. He's called it off, Christy. He's not doing it now. Because of the weather. There's too many clouds. Oh, it might blow up, just like all of his other rockets. I told you, I reckon he caught wind of the bet. Tamika,
sure.
If she's listening, this the bet is not null and void. It continues.
We had a bet this morning.
That's right. We had a bet this morning. I said, if you want to take me up on this, 13, 12, 16, I think the two people in the rocket will perish. She said they'll live. Elon Musk has clearly gotten wind of this. And he has pulled the pin. He's gone, nah, don't do it. If Bodge is putting bets on, and it's short odds as well. We're talking like $1 that these people will die in the rocket. That's how much faith I got in him now, because I heard his neighbours were angry with him, particularly his property in Texas. Early morning, often he would launch these rockets, and they wouldn't just not work, they would explode. And these people, these poor neighbours of his, at 3, 4 in the morning would hear these rockets explode. So I'm not surprised he's called it off after hearing this show, as he does.
It means then, because if you got cloud cover like that, little bits and pieces could screw up the entire operation. Do you really want to go ahead when it's not the perfect conditions for these two astronauts to go into space?
This is the thing, right? Elon Musk is a genius, and he works on mathematics, right? But gut instinct, pal. That's what you should be going with. That's what I've been going with. You should be the man for all conditions. You should be ready for any kind of... change your sums. Change the 3 to a 2.
Oh, yeah.
If there's extra clouds, put a 9 in there. Put the little brackets and that little pi thing that people love.
You know what I love, though?
Division.
They didn't just call it off till this afternoon.
Multiplication.
They've called it off till Sunday. They look at the weather forecast here. They've just put it up on the TV.
I thought it was Saturday morning.
It said Saturday, and then they had a correction on there. It's now Sunday.
Because Saturday for them is our Sunday.
So
okay, yeah.
I reckon they've looked at the forecast and went, nah, bad day, bad day, bad day. Please, guys.
What I will do, I will help out Elon, okay? Because clearly, like I say, he's listened to this show and he's heard me putting the bet out at very short odds that his two astronauts will die. And I think he's heard that and he's gone, right, I need to just check me sums again. Even Santa Claus checks his list twice. Wouldn't hurt to give it a check. If Bodge isn't confident, I'll check it again and we'll see how we're going for the weekend. So all the other press are there and they're a bit upset and there's a couple of sighs and things like that. And apparently the president was all happy. He had his cheesels and he's sitting there and he's wiping his face after having a little Dorito and whatever, and now he's all sad and But you know what? Safety comes first, Elon, and I think he's learnt that after blowing up all them rockets on his property. So
you're a winner, Bodge.
You've
done well.
Well, just on that, just on being a winner, I did also say this morning that I would launch a tea bag off of the balcony here at Sovereign Place where we broadcast out of, and I said to you, I said, I bet, and we've got the audio, I said, I bet I can launch my tea bag further than Elon Musk's rocket. And I didn't even have to launch it a meter to beat him. So who's the real winner here this morning? Thank you, buddy.
Roger.
I appreciate that.
Get up with Christian Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Now, Christy, I've been looking into money-making schemes. You know I'm big on money-making schemes. We've tried lots of things, you and I. I tried to pimp you out as an ASMR artist. So we did that. We had you eating a big old pickle, which I thought, even if the sound didn't like resonate with people, some of the more horny punters might see it and go, I'm going to watch that one. Didn't work.
No.
Didn't work. We've come up with some other money-making schemes that have just gone flat. However, I have been sent an email by a listener who has sent these tips that they found online about from a 22-year-old who's now a millionaire, self-made millionaire. So I thought if I share some of these, maybe I'll get your reaction to them, what you think of them, and whether or not you implement them already. I'll just go through a couple of them. Here we go. sell all the stuff you do not need, TV, Xbox, PlayStation, etc. Straight away, I need all of those things.
Why do you need them, though?
For downtime.
Yeah.
For downtime. I've got a projector in my room. I like to play my Nintendo. I like to watch things on my PlayStation. I need that. But I can understand if you want to be a millionaire, you need to be working all the time.
Yeah. I've got a couple of TVs just stored away in a cupboard for no apparent reason because we would never put them somewhere. So maybe I can make $100 here.
There you go. Quit shopping for the sake of shopping. Easy. There's nowhere to shop here anyway, let's be honest.
Hang on. I've not actually been shopping because of COVID-19. I've had, like, no reason to buy anything because we're not going anywhere, so I don't need a new dress for that event.
Oh, there we go. Well, God bless the coronavirus. Yeah. Moving on. Number three, do not smoke, drink alcohol, or do drugs. Well, two out of three of those I don't do, so that's all good. I drink a little bit of booze every now and then, just a little tipple. Remove the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest apps from your iPhone or other phone so that you can only access them via your desktop computer. You will automatically reduce your wasted time by at least 90%.
Hang on, wasted time. I know they say time is money.
Yes, it is.
But how is that saving money?
Well, if you're not wasting time doing something, you're more productive. You're doing more.
It's not like I've got a side job. Put it, and making money.
Put it this way. When we are not on air after the show, right, we bugger about on Facebook and do whatever else and go, oh, that's cool, and we tag people and we laugh at cat memes and things like that. If we didn't do that, we'd be more productive, right? This is how to become a millionaire, not how to be happy. another step. Never shop for food when hungry. Buy in bulk. Learn how to cook your own meals. Now, this is a good one. This is one that
You need to take this advice.
Because I eat out all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Every time we get off air.
I love eating out. It's great.
Every time we get off air, you're like, do you want to get breakfast?
One of my favourite activities is eating out. So now I need to buy in bulk and I need to learn how to cook. Well, I can cook. I just get lazy. Don't buy bottled water. Limit sugary drinks. Blah, 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 blah. All these health tips. Let's move on. Well, there's a load of them here. Open a stock account with your bank and every month save 20, 30, 40, 50% of your net income and invest it in a low commission, blah, 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 blah. No.
See, now you're just brushing over that. And that's the key there of how to invest and make money.
No, I don't like stocks.
That's what you should be caring about.
I watched Wolf of Wall Street, right? The only people that make money are the agents.
What, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
He's the one that does make money.
Do you remember it? The money comes in, Bree comes to town, going down Broadway is a one-way street, whichever way I go.
Get up with Christian Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
NRL's back tonight, can you believe it?
I know, very excited. I know I'll be watching tonight, watching the Brisbane Broncos take on the Eels.
I
know a lot of other people that are happy that NRL's back, including the bloke that we've got on the line right now, Queensland MP Bob Catter.
You'd be happy that you get to see your beloved Cowboys back in action. And that last year, I don't know if you recall, but last year you converted me to a Cowboys fan. I didn't have a team and you said that I should follow the Cowboys, and then in the end, I reluctantly said, yes, I'll follow them, and they didn't have a good year last year. I might have been a bad omen.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to Greeny week before last, you know, trying to get the boys back on the paddock, and Greeny said, well, Bodge hasn't taken up a membership, you know.
I haven't.
So I'm instructing my staff to send you a little application form there, you know.
I'll do
mate, but look, you cannot begin to believe the relief. I cannot watch the Cowboys Broncos winning the premiership. We won the premiership, not you. I can't watch it again. I watched it 21 times. You know, they've got to get the game going again because I'll go off my head.
Well, I heard that Volandis wants everyone that wants to come along to the football to have the app, otherwise they can't come and watch the game.
Who said that?
Peter Valandis.
Well, you know, he's breaking the law. I mean, the law says that you cannot use coercion. And I think coercion is the word that's used.
Yep.
And on that basis, they got it through. Now, they may have got it through without that in there, but I certainly they had a lot of trouble with their own backbench, the Liberal government. So, I mean, you've got to look at the bigger picture here. And I think people that are looking at the bigger picture, a lot of those very thoughtful programs that you see sometimes, not all the time on Sky News, but you know, they're almost unanimous in their position that they're not going to trade off your basic rights and freedoms for the safety Nazis.
Bob, what your Premier is trying to do at the moment is protect you Queenslanders by not opening the border. Do you reckon she's right?
We have had no coronavirus in North Queensland for 2 months. No coronavirus for 2 months, right? It does not really exist up here. There are a few cases come up from Brisbane, and that's it. And we have been locked down. There'll be 1,000 businesses up here that are now bankrupt. Some of them 4 and 5 generations of sacrifice and working an 80-hour week. All gone.
There was a time not too long ago where you wanted the north of Queensland to be boarded off from the rest of Queensland for safety reasons. Have you decided it's time?
So argument now applies to all of Queensland.
Right.
I mean, all of Queensland is now clean like we've been for the last two months.
Right, okay.
You know, I'm not just going to go on forever. All I can say to you is the longer it goes, the less time the Queensland Labor government's opponents can get out there and campaign.
Well,
and the more that the Queensland Premier can get herself on the television morning, noon and night.
Well, it's funny you say this, Bob, because Pauline Hanson, apparently she's taking action against your Premier for not opening the borders. She wants them open because people are suffering economically. Would you look at some kind of alliance maybe with Pauline Hanson's party?
Oh, no. We're backing Pauline 1,000%. Oh. Don't have me wrong.
No, right? No, not at all. Yeah.
Important questions. You got your Broncos tonight, then you got your team tomorrow night. What are you betting? Who's going to win? What's the score?
No, I think this year we have an extremely good team. And, you know, it'll take them a few games, just to get it together. But once they got it together, I think Greeny's put together a really strong side this year.
If they can beat Brisbane, Bob, I will sign the dotted line, right? I will join the clan. Now, let's end on a happy one. How's young Peaches going, mate?
Peaches, I haven't been allowed to see her.
Oh, no.
I haven't been allowed to see her, and that's, you know, like, there'll be a million other Australians in the same situation.
Yeah.
And that's another tragic aspect of this. Your kids are growing up and you're not seeing them grow up.
Well, with Peaches, though, I did hear that there was talk that she may have been named Roberta after you. Is that true?
We're not very imaginative in our family. My son's name's Robert. My father's name was Robert.
Yeah.
And my grandfather's name. Well, there was a bit of variation. He was Carl Robert.
Well, then,
so then she was going to be Roberta.
Yeah, and then it could have had young Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E. That would have been a great nickname. But Peaches is still lovely. Peaches is lovely.
That was I think, great-grandmother's name. So that was where it sort of came from, but unusual.
Oh, that's nice. Look, thank you so much for jumping on. And we hope that you get to see your granddaughter soon, mate.
Righto.
Good luck with taking out the premiership.
You know, I hate to tell you, but really, we're going to massacre Broncos this year. But, you know, I don't like to gloat.
Oh, good on you. Good on you.
God bless all listeners. God bless. Don't
to get up. A fresh way to get up. Christian Barge on Hit FM.
You know how you try and do the trick where, let's say you're on a health kick and you're eating your healthy salad, but you're really craving that pasta that someone's eating across from you and you're just like, oh,
I've never
I'm
been in that
so
situation.
Envious.
I've never been eating a salad.
Lies.
Never been eating a
Lies.
Salad. And
You've
wanted...
been eating something healthy and you really wanted that tasty treat over there that you weren't meant to eat.
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
And your trick, Bodge, is to take a little sniff of that pasta, the thing that you really want while you take your bite
of the healthy food,
so you feel like you're getting the substance that you actually want.
I saw a video once of a bloke that was sniffing a cheeseburger and then sniffed it, and then as soon as he sniffed it, he took a bite of his apple and he was crying while he was doing it, and it was really emotional for me, but I could understand his plight.
And all it is I don't think it's necessarily the food going in your stomach that you're trying to please. It's the taste. Because if you're eating, like, kale, it's meh. There's people out there that like it. Or tofu, you're just like, they're all bland.
It's just stuff.
You want the really nice garlicky flavours and all of that. So imagine if you could have a little item that you could put in your back pocket and carry around. You're like, I feel like I just want to eat a cheeseburger. And you're able to lick this little device and you get that hint of cheeseburger.
What does the device look like? Is it sort of is it something you can put your mouth around, or is it something like you lick, or is it?
It's like a metal wand.
How deep do you put a metal wand?
Yeah, this
and
little does prod.
It, can you put it in the top drawer as well if you didn't want it in your back pocket?
I don't know, but a Japanese inventor's come up with this metal prod that has a bunch of different flavors that you can lick from the metal prod. It's going to look absurd. It's a bit like those vapes that you get where people don't want to continue smoking, so they go for the vapes, so they get a nicotine hit. It's
you
the
can
same
get a flavored one of them as well if you're a real pansy.
Yeah.
But so this thing. You lick it and it gives you whatever flavour you want.
Different flavours. So
you download new flavours? Is that how it works?
I don't know. It doesn't go into detail, this thing. All I'm worried about is what flavours you would pick when it comes to licking the metal prod.
Well, 13, 12, 16, what flavours? If you could pick a metal rod to suck on, right, or whatever it is, and then it goes in your top drawer back pocket, and it gives you whatever flavour you want, what flavour would it be? Do you know who this sounds like, right? Do you know that film, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they went into that special room?
Lickable wallpaper for nursery walls. Lick an orange, it tastes like an orange. Lick a pineapple, it tastes like a pineapple. Go ahead, try it.
I got a plum.
Oh.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh, Grandpa.
It tastes so real.
Eggplant.
Try some more. The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Oh, Gene Wilder was the best. He was so cool. But
a snozzberry.
He got there first. Willy Wonka, Roald Dahl, he knew what he was doing. He was way ahead of his time, and he already knew we'd be able to lick things.
So the ultimate for me, hot chips with chicken salt.
Wouldn't you just rather go and get some hot chips?
No, because you know that they're a naughty pleasure. And if you're trying to have a health kick, that's so much carbs and so incredibly bad for you because of the deep fried oil.
Yeah.
So you just want a hint of that.
I don't know what I'd go.
Lick the prod and you're going to get it, and your waistline's not going to get any thicker.
Yeah. I think I'd go something sort of like a salted caramel or something like that. I'd have it change like a kind of a chocolatey sort of thing that I could just sort of suck on. Nice
salted
big chocolate.
Caramel gelato.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I reckon dessert. They're the ultimate.
I could just lick it in bed. You know what I mean? So I'm not being crass or crude or anything like that. I'm just saying if we have to choose our favourites. And the other thing is Willy Wonka was, they had the lickable wallpaper. I thought the closest we'd ever get was scratch and sniff. Do you remember?
Because
this is like scratch and you scratch a little sticker and it smells like a little strawberry. And you go, oh, wow. So they're basically all they've done is they've gone, well, if we can do smells, we should be able to do taste. Next thing, you'll have, you'll be able to see the thing.
What?
Yeah.
See things anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, maybe they'll hold a special mirror up like in Beauty and the Beast. You know how they go, it shows you, you ask it what you want it to
see.
The future, yes. And you go, oh, I want to see an apple. Oh, God, not a Granny Smith apple. I wanted the Red Delicious.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up. On your radio.
Lights. Christy and Budge on Hit FM.
And cameras.
It's Budge in a movie.
Best day of the week, Thursday, when you play Bodge in a movie. What you do is you do an amazing job with inserting yourself into a movie. Sometimes you go real old school, but the idea is the family classics that you're likely to know. So if you do know what movie Bodge has put himself into, 13, 12, 16.
This is a good one for kids. This is a good one for kids. I'll know this one.
You're so proud.
There's a reason why I've chosen this film. It's because I was told, and I'm not doing that character, but I've been told that with my smile, I look a little bit like this.
I know what it is without even you playing the scene. I know it.
All right, here we go. When you know what it is, give us a call, and we'll see if you're right. Here we go. Oh, hang on. I better turn the thing on. Sorry, I got overexcited there, Christy. Here we go.
I can't believe it. Fresh wild greens? Frank, where did you ever?
I said we'd be eating a lot healthier. We're having a lot less meat now. We're going to have a little bit of salad.
A dandelion. I thought the frost wiped them all out.
Well, they might all be gone. This is like, this is just for you because you're my best mate and you got me through some hard times. So this is for you.
Makes me so yuck. This has definitely not been my day. I mean, you know what I'm saying, buddy? Oh, what a mess.
Hey, you rhinos, you know, you have really tiny brains. Did you know that? No, it's just a fact. No offense. Uh-huh. Well, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yummo. No, a dandelion. Must be the last one of the season.
Why would you do that? That's the last dandelion.
Easy, Frank.
Don't tell me to take it easy, Carl.
Oh, my mistake, Dallas. My mistake. I mean, let me get up. No, seriously. Let me take care of this. What is this? Pine cones. Oh, my goodness. They're my favorite. Delicious. That's a good eating. But don't let me hog them all up. Oh, no. Here, you have some. Tasty, isn't it? Bon appetit.
You cannot take the limelight away from that bloke. He is incredible. Okay, who we got on the line there? Hello, good morning.
Luke.
Hey, Luke, what do you think it is?
Is it Ice Age?
It is Ice Age.
It's the best movie ever.
How good is Sid the Sloth?
Don't hear.
Can't hear. Sorry. You're on a terrible line, my friend.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, well, he is good.
He's quiet.
He's good. All right, mate. Well done. You are today's champion. And have you? What song do you want to play? We stopped doing this, but we might do it again. Have you got a song you want to hear?
Dua Lipa, Don't Stop Now.
Oh, good choice, buddy.
Oh, I like it. All right, this one's for you. Have a great day. You are the champion today.
Thanks, Luke.
And Christy, that is, I was told years ago that I looked a bit like Sid the Sloth.
And you know what? Because you fixed your teeth, you don't anymore. You've lost the Sid look. He's a large one of the shit.
No, I feel like I still look a little bit, you know.
No, you don't.
A little bit sloth-like, yeah.
If you do the little cheesy grin, perhaps, maybe.
Okay, well. I feel good about myself now.
Can you do it? Yeah, you do. You look like Sid the Sloth.
Shut up.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
Absolutely true, Christy. Absolutely true. I've had a kind of, it hasn't been a nickname for a long time.
Sid the Sloth.
Sid the Sloth.
Do it. Can you do the Cheshire Cat smile? Go on. You do look like Sid.
I am the Fire King. I think it's the cheeks and I think it's the teeth. And
can you just do me the favour and just do it's the last one of the season. It's a dandelion.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on, please.
No, I'm not a circus freak, Christy.
Just do it. Just the way you look, it will prove that you do look like Sid.
Just look at the face and that now you're ruined forever. All you'll see when I smile is Sid the Sloth. In fact, the guy that came up with the name, I used to work with him. His name's Alex and I'm going to call him.
Came up with the name for you, the nickname.
Yeah, and I've got the delay on as well because he doesn't know we're going to call him, but I'm going to call him live right now and just ask him what it was particularly about my features.
See, you don't seem too upset, though, that he gave you that nickname.
Yeah, I am. Let's see if he picks up. I don't even know if this is his number. It's been a long time. Shh. All right.
Good morning, Alex speaking.
Big Bad Phelpsy.
Is this Bodger?
It is Bodger. How are you, mate? You all right?
Good, mate. How are you?
You're live on the air, by the way, so please don't say any swear words.
And hi, I'm here. I'm Christy.
Excellent. Look, hi, Kristen, how you doing?
I know it's a long time between chats, and I apologise for that. I do miss you. How's Victoria? You still there?
It's cold. I'm out with the dog at the moment. The sun is rising, but it is freezing.
I can imagine.
We just did a segment called Bodge in a Movie, where I take the vocals of someone else out of the film and put myself in, and I made a mistake of
Austin Powers.
No. I made a mistake of choosing a film that there's a character in there that shares a likeness with me.
Okay.
And it's one that you, I don't know if you remember, but you actually coined
it's Ice Age.
Yeah.
So, Alex, why on earth did you give Bodgy the name of Sid the Sloth?
I don't really know, but I think there was just a photo of him on Facebook or something where he just had a nice little skinny neck, and once upon a time he did have a skinny neck.
I was going to say, it's not there anymore.
And, big fat neck now.
Yeah, I don't know, it just resembled Sid
he's being kind because he's on radio. What it was because I've got the teeth, the big two big buck teeth at the front, and I've got the cheekbones and the stupid gormless look when I smile.
Which you're doing now.
Yeah. If you put it side by side with Sid the Sloth, as have many people after hearing this, it is now. I've been ruined for a lot of people. I was seeing
you'd probably
a girl.
Find the photo somewhere.
Yeah. The photo's up and about. The thing is that. I was seeing a girl around that time who had to stop seeing me because she couldn't take me seriously in the bedroom. She's like,
didn't put the walrus, did she?
She felt like I was the last dandelion of the season. That's how bad it was.
Very upsetting.
But, you know, I don't know why I thought I'd call you live. Normally we don't do that. We normally give you a heads up. And I'm sorry that it's been a long time since I haven't even sent you a message in a while, mate.
You're very rude. Mind you, I haven't done the same to you either. So
No.
Yeah, but
I apologize
you know what?
As well.
Hats off to you guys, because normally if you go that long between drinks with friends, you normally hate each other, but you guys are just hit it off like it's you forgot that it was years ago.
Nothing's changed. I mean...
Oh, your teeth have changed, though, Alex. You'd be impressed. Oh. He doesn't really look like Sid the Sloth anymore because his teeth aren't bucky.
That's what
fame
does, mate. You get new teeth. And all that.
More like Chris Hemsworth or something like that?
Not quite.
Him to that hottie.
I mean, we've got the same size neck, but his is muscular. Mine's just full of fat deposits. So, all right. Well, hey, look, enjoy walking your dog, and we'll chat soon, pal.
Beautiful, mate. We will. Take care.
See you, pal. Oh, Sid the Sloth. Look, I'll find the photo.
We have to share it on our Facebook and Instagram.
And we'll put the comparison up. And if you think that I used to look like Sid the Sloth, that's fine. If you think I still look like Sid the Sloth, I'll be hurt. But, you know, he's the most loved character. I did that Bodge in a Movie just then. And as soon as he started talking, like, everyone sort of knows who it is.
Exactly.
And he just lights up every scene. He was the absolute standout for that film. So... You know, if I bear a resemblance to Ice Age's most beloved character, I'm okay with that.
Get up with Christian Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Do you know how a couple of days ago the Maxwell District Hospital opened up?
Big dizzy.
Exciting time for the Nambucca region. Well, did you hear about the love story of the first patient that actually got to grace the hallways there?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear this.
Yeah, so Enid Addison, she's 91, first patient to be admitted to the brand new Maxwell District Hospital.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And at the time she was being delivered into the building, she was holding a little photo of her and her loved one, Eddie.
Right.
From their wedding in February this year. So this woman...
They got married this year.
Yeah, this woman has a couple of big celebrations for 2020, so it's been a decent year for her because got married to the love of her life just this February. And then being the first patient in the brand new $73 million.
Well, I hope she's out of the hospital now. I hope she's okay.
She's still there, and the sad thing is that only Eddie can visit her a few times, too often. So she can't really spend too much time with her husband. But this is the greatest love story: is that she's 91 and he's 86, and herself and the nurses, they joke about little Eddie being her toy boy.
Right. Can we send them a thing? Can we send something, maybe some flowers or something? If you work at the hospital there or you know someone that does, can you get in touch so that we can send some flowers through? You know, you can take them in for us if you like. Because if we're not allowed in there, then there'll be no point, you know, going there if we can't see her, unless we go to the window and just tap on there. Hello? I got some flowers for you.
But the thing is,
I got some flowers for you.
Stop it.
It's double pane glass. She can't hear me. Like, you know.
Look, I'm sure we can get something delivered. But Enid and Eddie, their love story, it makes you realise that there's still hope because they've obviously found love later in life. They've only just got married in February.
I like it a lot.
I don't know the backstory. Perhaps they were previously married, but it makes you wonder, are they the only ones that have got and found love later in life? Like, you love those sorts of stories.
Well, see, yes and no. My pop, I was really, it was really hard for me and for a lot of my family, because when he went into the home after Nan passed away, he was there for a couple of years. And then he started seeing a woman there.
Oh, good on him.
From an outside perspective, maybe, but it was really hard for me because I knew how much he loved Nan.
Aww.
And he would work triple shifts to make sure she had everything she needed and that my mum and my auntie did. And he was such a good husband, and I didn't think about it from his perspective at all. I thought about it from a grandson's perspective, and I thought when he started kissing and cuddling this other old woman, I was like, what are you doing? Did Nan mean nothing to you sort of thing? So I was very, like, and that was just my natural progression of thought.
He's trying to replace Nan.
I never said any of this to him, but I was always, I couldn't believe it. And then after a while, I kind of, I came to a conclusion after a few friends sort of spoke to me about it because I wasn't taking it well. It was really weird. They said, you know, he's been in there, you know, 2 or 3 years and he's been lonely. He's found someone to spend his time with that he sees every single day.
Yeah.
And in the end, I thought, you know what? He's not pining after my Nan anymore, which is good. So, you know, at his age, and he passed away at 93, and she was a bit younger, I think, as well, so which makes a change because my Nan was the cougar of the relationship. But it's one of those things. It's like, I think from an outside perspective, it does look good, but for family, sometimes it can be quite a struggle to accept it.
Well, at the same time, too, for the elderly that do lose their loved ones that they've been with for the majority of their life, they don't look to search for someone else to replace them. No. They are so loyal that they don't want to have someone else in their lives. But for those that do, it's incredible.
Well, sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, their parting wish of their deceased loved one might be that we want you to just be happy. And however that means you could be happy, whether that means you end up with someone else, then so be it. But isn't that the ultimate? Is it?
Well, I guess
if
so.
Love means that you're going to be happier, that no matter age you are,
well, let's not
still find love.
I'm sorry to take it down that path. I think I was just using you as a bit of a psychologist help there. I was just getting through some stuff with
it's
you.
It's a grieving process.
But I love it. Let's get back to the point at hand, okay? There are a couple of lovebirds. They're in love. She's in the hospital at the moment. She'll get out and then they'll have more happy days. They got married in February, which I think is fantastic. We're going to send them some stuff just because it's nice to do that.
I wonder if they're waiting for the flights to let us allow to go overseas so then they can go on their little honeymoon.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Wonder where you'd go. Somewhere
tropical. You'd probably go somewhere. Oh, no, you wouldn't go to New Zealand. It'd be too cold this time of year. Probably somewhere warmer. Coolangatta was where my grandparents used to go all the time. They had all these spoons. You know those spoons that you can get with the travel locations on?
Yeah.
And they had a collection of them. It's always Coolangatta. You could throw one and like hit a million others. That's how many times they were there. Hey, look, but how big is their age gap between them? Do you know that? Have you got
Eddie's,
that information?
Eddie's 86 and Enid's 91. So
okay, well, that's only
a little
four
toy
years.
Boy.
It's only yeah, 4 years.
You ask Enid, she says it's her toy boy.
Wake up.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Late yesterday, the first flight, international flight date, was released, meaning it's starting to go back to normal.
Are we free?
Yeah.
Are we free
well,
to go
kind
wherever?
Of. Oh, not, that's okay. Not yet. It's right, we'll earlier than hoped, but it doesn't mean we can go and travel anywhere we want across the world. So it looks like us Aussies will be allowed to travel to New Zealand, you know, that whole bubble thing. And the Pacific, though, from July 1.
I've never wanted to go to New Zealand more. I don't know why. And didn't you know when?
It's because of Jacinda Ardern, isn't it?
No,
it's the amazing work she's been doing.
Well, no, I mean she got a good rap, but I don't know about fiscal policy and all that sort of stuff. I don't know what she's doing economically. All I know is the happy, nice stuff I see on social media, which is how we gauge whether or not a president's good or bad, whether their personality's nice. So the thing is we're going off topic. The thing is that when you're stuck in a room.
Yeah.
You want to get out of the room, right? You and I know we can walk out of this room anytime. However, if that door was locked, we'd freak out.
Yeah.
So I think it's a case of that. It's like, I don't want to go overseas, but now that I know I'm not allowed to, I'm like, well, I want to go overseas. It's that thing. It's like, no, you can't get with that girl. She's got a boyfriend now. Well, I want that girl.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I want that girl.
You want what you can't have. Yeah, well, we eventually will be able to travel internationally with New Zealand being the first. So what's going to happen is they've put forth to the government, the tourism minister, a proof of concept flight between Canberra and Wellington departing on July 1. If it does get approved, they'll carry only government officials, media and business representatives at first. And then it'll go from there where passengers will be allowed to travel that bubble. But they're saying from about the 10th of September, they'll consider other bubbles to other countries that they deem safe. So if from September, that means we can go and travel and maybe not to the rest of the world till later in the year, where would you want to go first off?
Well, I've never been to Europe. I've always been poor. No, like, you know how people, I say privileged people, and being a white straight male, I mean, I'm probably meant to be the most privileged, but I've never been to Europe. I never had a gap year. I didn't get into university, so I never had to have a gap year. It's just been one long sort of nothing for about a decade until I got a job here.
I feel like you and I are the same. Never did a Kentucky.
What do you mean? Yeah, but you're an accomplished woman. You know, you've got your home, you've got your dog, you've got your man, you've got
But I'm not well travelled. Yes, I did chase the career and I had no desire to go overseas. But the only places, and this is interesting, Ash here in the office is about the only person that I've met that's very similar to me. The only time I've been overseas is via a cruise ship. So I've been to New Zealand a couple of times. I've been to the South Pacific Islands.
Were you on the Ruby Princess?
No, otherwise you'd know about it. And I've been to Hawaii and Tahiti and all of those places, all thanks to cruise ships. I've never flown specifically for a holiday overseas, but I want to go to Japan.
There are some places I wouldn't go. There are some places I would not go. And I'll tell you one place I wouldn't go is China. Right?
Why?
And it's not because everyone's hating on the Chinese at the moment, but our good mate Sam here from NBN, now he is a filmmaker extraordinaire. If you need anything, just get in touch and we'll sort you out. But he'll charge a lot. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have we ever had you on air before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so,
all right.
Sam.
Sam, you went to China.
Yes, I did, last year, this time.
Yeah, and What was it like with all the cameras? Was it noticeable? Did you get followed because you're a white man or what?
There was cameras everywhere, but it was kind of like CCTV in the cities like Beijing and that sort of thing. It was everywhere, but it just sort of made you feel safe.
Did it actually?
It did. It did because you sort of felt like there was a police presence everywhere you went. So you're less likely to get attacked or anything.
Or do anything you shouldn't do, like buy a chisel. Because apparently they got social crediting over there, Christy, where like a system where if you buy things or that the government say aren't good for you, you lose standing in your social crediting and things become unavailable to you.
So if you felt safe a year ago and now that we're eventually going to be able to go international with flights, would you go back now to China and feel safe?
Eventually I would go back, but it wouldn't be my first place I'd go.
Where would you go?
I've got other places on.
Where do you want to go? What's on your list? You're a surfer.
Yeah, but I kind of like places that have been around for a while. I like old architecture and stuff like that. I think Peru is at the top of my list.
Really?
It's got surf as well.
Ooh.
But I'm also looking at Spain and Morocco at the moment.
Look at him. He's got all these.
Isn't Spain meant to be like one of the hot spots for coronavirus?
Well, not now.
I know. Like, if you think about all the publicity that they're doing, and this is why I'm enticed to go to Japan. I've always wanted to go to Japan, but they're doing things like great deals. Like, they're taking prices off when it comes to flights or paying for certain accommodation.
Mm.
Yeah.
Giving you free entry into like archaeology.
I've always wanted to go to Japan in the early part of the year when they've got the cherry blossom season because apparently it's amazing. I know that doesn't sound like something I'd do, but I tell you right now, apparently they've also got these theme parks that you can't take photos at because they're that good and they want to keep it secret. And the Forbidden City. Wait, that's China, isn't it? Have Japan got a Forbidden City?
I haven't been to Japan.
I'll find out. If they've got a Forbidden City, I want to go there too.
The Forbidden City was a Forbidden City because the Emperor lived in there, and that's why the locals couldn't go in. It was only the Emperor and his family could live within the Forbidden City.
So, basically, did Japan have an Emperor at one point?
Are we having a history lesson here?
I'm just trying to find out. You know, we were talking about before, when things become unavailable, like international travel, you want them more. I didn't want to go overseas, and now that I'm not allowed to.
You want to go to the Forbidden City now.
Yeah, and it's like...
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, now I want to go. If they say something's forbidden, I want it even more. Why not?
Why not?
It's like when they say, oh, you're meant to be on a diet. You can't have that pie. I go and have three of them.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM. Hey, don't forget, go and register at hit.com.au for your kids to play Kids Alpha Bucks all next week. They're shot at winning $100 a day, 30 seconds on the clock, 10 questions. All answers must start with the same letter. And it's all thanks to Optus, bringing your family together with one family mobile plan and bringing the kids together for Kids Alpha Bucks starts next week.
That's right. We're looking forward to that. And tomorrow's R&B Friday as well, so looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. Remember what?
I don't know. I've forgotten.
Just have a good day.
Whatever.
Bye. Have a beautiful day.
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.